Hello, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wild Virginia Virtual Coffee Talk. I'm your host, Katie Keller, and today I'm so delighted to have one of our partners on the line. So founded as the Conservation Council of Virginia in 1969, the Virginia Conservation Network began as a roundtable of major conservation groups and has grown to include over 150 network partners across the Commonwealth, including Wild Virginia. So their annual Conservation Lobby Day is coming up, and it's your chance to lobby with fellow advocates in your district for environmental action that really matters most to you. So we have Andriana Lynn on the podcast today to tell us more of what we can expect this year, because it does look a little bit different, and really why you should join if you have never participated in the past. So Andriana, thanks so much for joining. And this is actually our first time chatting, so I'm incredibly excited to get to know you. Could you tell us a little bit about your role at VCN?
Thanks so much, Katie. And I'm so excited as well. Thank you for inviting me onto your podcast. So I'm the Events and Outreach Associate on the VCN team. And that's just a fancy way of saying I manage all of our flagship events like Conservation Lobby Day. And then this year, it'll be even bigger. We're calling it Water and Conservation Lobby Day because we're partnering with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation to have a two-day event, two full days worth of advocacy rather than just one.
I love that. And I got to tell you, putting together events is an incredible feat. So we are so excited that you're taking the time as we lead up to Water and Conservation Lobby Day to chat with us a little bit about it. So tell us a little bit more about sort of, in your words, what VCN is as an organization, and then the upcoming Lobby and Conservation Days, how they're going to work.
Sure thing. So you did a fantastic job of explaining our origins. I would say VCN's primary objective is in building that powerful, diverse, and highly coordinated conservation movement that you mentioned, right? We actually just recently hit the 160 mark for network partners, which is exciting. So we're growing, and the whole goal is to protect our Commonwealth's natural resources. We actually, you know, because our partners throughout the state work on a diverse array of issues, we classify these into five main issue areas. That's clean water and flood resilience, land and wildlife conservation, land use and transportation, climate and energy, and good governance. And for the upcoming lobby days, we're inviting the public, so it's anyone and everyone, to join us in advocating for strong environmental policies this January 30th to 31st for Water and Conservation Lobby Day. And our registration does close this week at midnight on the 24th. So I recommend to everyone listening on here right now to register ASAP. You can find the event if you just Google Virginia Conservation Network Water and Conservation Lobby Day 2024 or some combination of that. And we also host Conservation Lobby Day every single year. So if you aren't able to make it to this year's Lobby Day, then I definitely recommend keeping an eye out for next year's.
And so I've been a part of Wild Virginia for just about 8 years now, and I know that Conservation Lobby Day is always something that we look forward to, in addition to collaborating with y'all on and partners on our common agenda. And so I'd really love to stress right now why it's important for people to join. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I would say the largest reason is that this is a major opportunity to fight and defend progress for our climate, our communities, and our families. This is also a wonderful event for those who are newer to advocating. It's great for, especially for our seasoned advocates, right? Because, you know, our newer and our seasoned advocates meet and are able to fight for climate progress and all of these wonderful things and just move the movement even further.
Right. Well, and you talk about that collaboration between seasoned advocates and newer advocates. I know that when I first came into the advocacy realm, I was a little nervous. I was like, where the heck am I going to plug myself in? I don't know some of these terms people are talking about. So yeah, it's a really great opportunity to kind of network with other folks who have been in this space. And so I know that with events like this, especially when it comes to some of this grown-up stuff like policy and advocating for like you know, what matters to you. What if people are kind of nervous and they don't feel confident about joining? What would you say to them?
I would say that this is the perfect opportunity for them to get started. We have even, you know, students, like middle schoolers, high schoolers that join us as well for this and, you know, or college students. And they express things like that all the time that, you know, they've never done this before. They've never met or like they've never lobbied, advocated anything. And this is their first time. And based on the years of feedback we've gotten, well, we host prep sessions. We'll actually be hosting a prep session, one for Conservation Lobby Day and one for Water Lobby Day this week. And for those who can't attend those in real time, we post them up on our Lobby Day webpage so that they're viewable. We also share resources to help new advocates feel more confident. And most meetings are in groups of 1 to 10 advocates. So you're likely to be in a group rather than on your own. And these groups are usually a mix. If there is like a larger group, it's usually a mix of seasoned and newer advocates. So if you are newer, we've got feedback that the newer advocates appreciated being able to kind of just sit back for the first year and watch the seasoned advocates kind of say their piece. And then maybe the newer advocates would give it a go and say something in their next meeting. That's definitely a wonderful opportunity there, especially if you're on your own. You know, you get to develop a one-on-one relationship with your legislators or the office staff. So really, you can't go wrong, right? You know, they're usually very friendly, and regardless of what, you should have a very pleasant experience.
I love that. And it kind of relieves some of the pressure as people are like, oh, should I sign up? Like, it's okay not to talk for your first year and just kind of like a sponge, take in all this information and see how it all works and really immerse yourself. But again, don't feel that pressure to, you know, have to make a speech or anything like that. And so you spoke to some of those upcoming events and resources that are going to be shared. I know that one good thing to do is taking a look at the policy suggestions in our Common Agenda 2024, which I said while Virginia contributed to. I know with the PFAS issue, habitat connectivity, and then pipeline infrastructure like the Mountain Valley Pipeline. So any other resources that listeners should take a look at before they sign up?
Yeah, so first I'll recommend signing up and then looking at the resources. But I would say we have three main ones that I'd recommend. The first one is our Water and Conservation Lobby Day webpage, and that's linked on our registration page. Anyone who registers also will receive the link shortly after registering. And on that page, it will have the other two resources that I'm going to talk about. The Water and Conservation Lobby Day webpage will include training videos, the prep videos, also policy fact sheets. So we actually aren't really going to use, if you want to use, we have some advocates using our Common Agenda, but for Lobby Day, we focus more on the specific bills. So we will have fact sheets like that prepared. So you don't even have to do all of that extensive research, especially if this is your first time. Another resource is our General Assembly Advocacy 101 page. And this is a great resource to get started. It has all the upcoming events and actions within our network. This could be other lobby days aside from ours. This could also be actions like sending a virtual email to your legislator about a certain topic. It could also be like an event that one of our network partners are having. There's also training videos as well, a guide, and common FAQs about General Assembly, like those really basic questions about, you know, what is General Assembly? How long is it? Like, where is the General Assembly building? All of these like basic questions that someone might feel afraid to ask to, especially people who are in this field. And then the last resource would be our bill tracker. So VCN has a bill tracker with the entire list of conservation bills our network supports or opposes. And on that tracker, each bill has a one-pager that explains more in depth about why to support or why to oppose. So if you really want to get in the weeds there and really wanted to learn more about certain topics, you can, filter based on an issue area and really get a great overview of what the top issues are for this year.
That's amazing. And all of these resources, everyone should check out. And I really love that VCN is totally about mobilizing citizens and sort of giving them the confidence and to make do some of this advocacy work. And that's certainly something that is important to Wild Virginia and our campaigns. And so, folks can go check out what the top policy issues are that we're facing, but would you be able to list a few here? I know that, a big one for Wild Virginia is the emerging PFAS issue. It's actually our newest campaign. So would you be able to speak to some of the other top policy issues?
Yes. And, I asked Nicole Doomstra, our communications and outreach director, because she puts together our weekly policy alerts, and she gave me quite the list. A few of the top policy issues for this General Assembly session are data centers, distributed solar, funding for conservation programs and public transit, utility reform, flood resilience, like you said, PFAS and other toxic water pollutants, clean and efficient energy, vehicle electrification, safer streets for walkers and bicyclists, and wildlife corridors. And the list is so much longer than this, but this is a good way if you don't want to get too overwhelmed. This is a good start.
Right. Well, and that's what we're trying to do here, right? Like, I want to get more folks who have never been a part of Conservation Lobby Day and now Water and Conservation Lobby Days. It is 2 days this year, people. Like, I want to get new faces in, new people to feel confident to start this advocacy work.
So talking about the schedule or the programming for the day, we're starting pretty early in the morning. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock, and we'll have legislators come and speak. Then after, we'll have people meeting their legislators, actually going to their meetings, and then coming back for lunch. And for lunch from 12 to 2, we're actually having programs during that time. We'll be having state agency representatives that represent our environmental agencies come and speak. We're also having a tour of the Capitol for those who would like to go. And we're also having a panel with our Grass Tops leaders or advocates. So it's going to be a fun time. We've got a lot of choices there, a lot of options, and there'll surely be something for everyone to enjoy.
And so, Andriana, we appreciate all the work that you do. This is all really great, and I really appreciate you joining the podcast today. So the Virginia Conservation Network's annual Conservation Lobby Day is your chance to lobby with fellow advocates in your district. VCN is built on partnerships, and that's why they're partnering with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation this year. And there are many dedicated network partners to host two exciting days in the Capitol instead of just one. So I encourage you to register for both days, but if you're passionate about clean water and flood resilience, you won't want to miss Water Lobby Day on January 30th. You can still talk about water issues at Conservation Lobby Day on the 31st, to including all the other policy suggestions in our 2024 Common Agenda, and we'll be sure to link to that here. For more information on how you can get involved in environmental issues in your state, please visit www.wildvirginia.org.